Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. I'm Jim Grant, and we're so glad to have you here with us on the Your Future Is Now. This show is sponsored by the Speakers Pathway Coalition at speakerspathway.com. And my good friend and co-host, I'm Don's co-host and he's my co-host too. Together we as kind of co-host alone. Well, we're so glad that you're here. And Don, yesterday and last week with Robert Jones, we had a wonderful time.
I think I still have writer's cramp. Honestly, I think I still have writer's cramp. Robert dropped some knowledge bombs on us that, Jim and I were, struggling to keep up, taking notes, because we want to apply this knowledge to our business. And I really hope that everyone out there who's listening, whether it was live or offline, that you have notes, you take notes too, because Robert was talking about SBE. He was talking about things have to be... They have to be entertaining. They have to be about business. It was really, really wonderful, the things that he was dropping on us, Jim, right?
Absolutely, Don, because with Robert, he's all about networking. He's all about putting key people together and people being able to associate and find help. Because when it comes to networking 101, it's kind of like if you're going to start a hobby, you need to find someone that's a subject matter expert in that hobby, and they're going to share their information with you and help you and give you the best pointers and guidance they can. And as you become more proficient in the hobby, you're going to turn around, you're going to share that information with others. And it's all about sharing information with others and one another, with people that you know, people that you trust. That is networking 101. It has nothing to do with money. Money is a reward of the efforts, but the truth of it is that we must start building trust from day one. Otherwise, no one will want to do business with you, right?
Absolutely. And the power of networking. Robert's all about networking. And so one of the things that Robert shared that was like mind-blowing for me was, a lot of people work a job. They work a J-O-B, right? And they sit in a cubicle, they sit in their office, they go to the water cooler once in a while, and they start looking at it as, gosh, if I had my own business, the grass would be greener. And then they make the leap and they go and they sit in their home office and they trade being in a cubicle for being in solitary confinement. And so his mission is to kill that. So like with events like we went to yesterday, and that was a fantastic event. You could see people brought their heart. You could see people brought their energy. And it wasn't just like, here's my business card. Here's my business card, right? Death by business card, which most networking events are about. This was a fantastic event.
You're exactly right, Don. I'm having trouble with my mic here, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for that. Well, you're exactly right, because at the event, what we saw, the attitude there was much different. We didn't see people like, okay, like, what can you do for me, or how can I do something with you? It was more like being received at we were received very well there. We're so glad that you're here. Just like, come and dine with the food, come enjoy with us. And they asked us what we do, and we explained it to them, how we're co-founders of the Speakers Pathway Coalition, how we train people. And later on today, we're going to have, or during the program, we're going to have one of our members with us. and also a young lady. We're the head of the studio here. But when we told them that what we do, they were kind of like, wow, really? You train people? Yes, and then we told them we have a radio show. Wow. I mean, we're just like we were, you know, just walked in on red carpet or something. And the joy and the jubilee there and the people that we met are the kind of people I want to hang out with. Because as you know, Don, in our travels, we run into a lot of people that, you know, want to promise you this, but then they really want your credit card.
Absolutely. So, yeah, just a really, really great event. So I had the honor of being on the speaker panel, and it was a great panel. There was best-selling authors. There was someone else with a radio show, Crystal Richardson. There was Jill Lubin, best-selling author and media specialist, and I was honored to be amongst them. And it was fantastic to be able to share kind of the things that we all learned on that panel. And that's what Robert's events are all about, are sharing information. It's just as simple as that, being of value. And Liz has been of great value to us today, hasn't she?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm going to leave my mic on. I'm having a little trouble with it there. I apologize. But, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, here at the studio that we're in, I mean, Liz, she's a true entrepreneur. I think she said this is her 12th business, and she just loves being an entrepreneur. She's got that spirit. And she brings a lot of information to the party. I'm going to invite her to come on over here if she's not too busy to say a few words to us. But ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce you to Liz Losoio. Did I say that correctly?
Losio.
There you go,
Italian girl.
Yeah. She's with Spiritually Bold. And please share with the folks what makes you entrepreneur. What's the spirit that you have?
Oh, I love that. I love the one thing that you said a little while ago about sharing information with people. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's such a great piece of being an entrepreneur is what is your passion? If you make your passion money, which I did that before with my very first beginning of an entrepreneur, it doesn't work and it never will. But if you want to share something, you're going to share information. That's what my studio is about right now, this grounding studio. It's sharing that nobody else has, finding your niche. And, you know, and it's funny because people are like, oh, you know, there's so many studios out there, there's so many this, so many that, but there's a whole bunch of burger places out there, right? Mm-hmm. Right? We don't have to say which ones they are. But somewhere, somehow, those are entrepreneurs that started it and they don't care that there's competition that actually helps them. Right? So just having this studio is just such an amazing gift. I really feel it's been gifted to me. I've worked with a lot of different people. I technically right now own 3 businesses. So this one hasn't launched yet. One is very successful that I already have. And the other one is just starting. I'm just getting into a water company with this German company called Buy the Jewel. And they're co-branding with me. So I'm like, wow, this is great. So again, it's sharing. They're sharing their stuff with me. And then I'm passing it on. So that's what the studio is about, taking, and I don't even know if I will do this, but I'm taking people who are entrepreneurs and they're afraid to do something so big. Yes. So for example, I have someone who's a chiropractor and he travels and he doesn't want to have his own space. He's not safe with that right now. So we took that. I have my space. He has his own business. I'll advertise for him. I'll help him. Now he's not renting from me. Mm-hmm. I just take a small percentage, but I raise his price, so he's still making more. So now I'm growing entrepreneurs. So right now there's probably about 7 to 12 people I have right now that are in that process of doing that. So I'm all about entrepreneurship.
Great. Because earlier you were sharing with us the confidence that your clientele has in you, because you have high-profile people who need to come and get help from you.
Yes.
And what's really incredible there is you're not going to put on the wall, hey, look at my client list.
Right, I'm not allowed to. I kind of wish I could sometimes. Yeah, I know that person. You know, like people have talked kind of bad mouth, you know, a celebrity or something. Like, oh my gosh, they're really not like that. I know that person. But yeah, and there is important. I work with a lot of doctors right now who, you know, just they can't say anything because they could. You know, they're teaching their spirituality. Some of them are bad people. They don't need psychiatrists or anything. But they also are people, too. They're humans. And they do all these bad things, and they don't know what to do with it. So just kind of help them. I just kind of change out what it is their mm-hmm. belief is and say, you know, just look at it differently. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's really amazing, because whenever you earn some trust one and being a good servant, that is key to success. Would you?
Absolutely. And the minute you, like I was saying from the beginning, if you're going to do this quick rich scheme, I always say that, then forget it. We stayed here last night till 2 in the morning. We're having an opening on this Saturday from 12 to 9. And I was like, I'm not getting paid for this. This is definitely sweat. And we don't even know how successful it will be. Right? It depends on all the people that we share the information with.
Sure.
So yeah, it's great.
One thing I really love that you said, Liz, is, you know, you might have this fear, an entrepreneur might have this fear like, oh, I want to be whatever, a coach. I want to consult in this area. I want to open this business. But, oh, my goodness, all these other people do this. That's head trash, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that is just pure fear. Because like you said, how many burger places are there? How many kinds of shoes are there?
Right.
How many kinds of widget spinners are there? There's probably 30 kinds of widget spinners. So really, the key is having the confidence to establish your uniqueness. I went to a course once where they said, your strategy is your uniqueness, mm-hmm. right? And so I'm sure you're carving out, like, what is that uniqueness?
Absolutely. I've always gone on the premises of what's your niche? What is your niche? And if you can find your niche within something big, then you've got it. Like, I'm co-branding, so I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm working with Vitajoule. They've already put in all their sweat, equity, and all their stuff, and I'm jumping on board, and I'm going to take them to a different place that they've never been. So I think that that's exactly right, that we'll get in our head, like you said, and self-sabotage ourselves. It's the fear of success as much as it's the fear of failure.
You're exactly right, because I remember the first time I heard, you know, people are more afraid of success than they are failure. Not, you got to be kidding me.
But you wouldn't believe how many clients I have that are a fear of success. Well, then I won't be this way anymore. Isn't that the point?
Yeah. We're going to be breaking for a commercial here in just a few minutes. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back with Liz, and we're going to be back with Angel. And we're going to have some great fun here today. We're going to share some information with you. We'll be right back.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
For a long time that diamonds are precious or worth a lot of deuterumus. That means money. Did you ever wonder how a polished pebble becomes one of the most expensive things on earth? 2 centuries ago, diamonds were worn only by royalty. But in 1870, miners discovered huge deposits of diamonds in South Africa. And soon after, the diamond market was flooded. That's when a man named Cecil Rhodes started buying up shares of the diamond mines. 18 years later, Rhodes controlled the entire South African supply of diamonds. He started his own newspaper and magazine articles with clever ad campaigns about cut, clarity, color, and carat. He also convinced women that they weren't truly engaged to be married without a diamond ring.
It's Margin Never.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Well, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, and we're here visiting with Liz, the owner of Spiritually Bold here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And she's been sharing some great information about what it takes to be an entrepreneur, to build people's spirits, and most importantly, gain their trust and take care of their trust. That's very, very critical. And Liz, earlier we made a little video place here. It's just beautiful, the things you have here. Would you share with the folks here a little bit about your business and where you're located and when you're going to be open for people listening locally?
Yeah, sounds great. So we're here in the Air Park in Scottsdale. So our address is 7755 East Redfield, Suite 600. You can't miss it when you get there because the Spiritually Bold Grounding Studio sign is huge. But we're the world's first grounding studio. Again, it was my niche. We wanted to have a type of, we didn't want to call it a wellness center because it's way more than that. We do fun things here. We want to empower children too. One of the reasons we're calling it spiritual is that it's about religion, but it's about finding your inner peace within you. We're all spiritual beings having a human experience. I'm sure a lot of people hear that, but I think there's something to that. And our website is spirituallyboldgroundingstudio.com. And you're more than welcome to even come by and just check us out. We have the only labyrinth, which I'm not even sure if anybody can question what that is. So I think I'll tell you, I did a little research, and Harvard actually did this whole research on meditation. And they wanted to see what the highest meditation was. Was walking, and they said walking a labyrinth because you're walking in a different type of a circle. So we have the first labyrinth here, and I'm really excited about that. So we're every Tuesday you come and walk it for free. You just walk and you know, go to work in the afternoon. You have a bed day, come and walk the labyrinth, and then you can check out our classes. We have practitioners here. We even have card readers, which are fun just for the fun of it. But we also have a Reiki master here, elite Reiki master, the only one in the world is here. So we have a lot of people that are the only ones in the world that do a lot of unique things here. We are doing a bio grounding, which we're going to let you know what that is when you show up. We also have light chakra rooms. You can come and get some activations. So a lot of fun things we're doing here. We're also here to empower businesses. So if you have a unique little business and you don't want to go out on your own and you don't want to go get a big building or rent a room and be committed, we have someone coming in who is a Reiki beautician, and she's doing my hair tonight. How
awesome.
Unique is that? So she wants to start her own business. She's a little nervous, so we're going to set her a little station here, and she's going to start doing her little Reiki and cut hair and blow dry, and we're going to use essential oils and masks and all that stuff. So I'm empowering her. I'm like, you can do this, and Angel brought her to us, so it's really exciting.
That's really amazing, and Liz, I was just listening to you, and you can just see the passion. You can just feel it. And that's what it takes to be an entrepreneur.
Amen.
That's what it takes. It's not some, well, I'm going to cross my fingers and abracadabra and hope. And I know Don doesn't need this, but I've just got to ask this. You know, ladies and gentlemen, forgive me for asking this, but Liz, do you have anything to make me young, looking, and intelligent?
Oh, I thought you were.
Awesome.
Man. God, am I blind? I don't know what you're saying, but I already thought you were.
Hey, Don, don't you dare tell her I'm not intelligent.
You know, I just love it when somebody gives it back to Jim. I just love it because I can never keep up with them. I'm not fast enough. Yeah. Before I get a zinger and then a zinger again and I'm on the ropes. So, Liz.
That one was for you.
All right. So you have an open house tomorrow, right?
I do. I'm really excited from 12 to 9. So just letting people just come in. Off the labyrinth, we're gonna have some music. We have somebody who does painting to music, which is in these young kids, and we're really excited about that. We have an artist today who's got some pieces in here. He's gonna be painting all day, and we'll have refreshments and drinks, and Reiki Master, our elite Reiki Master, Angel Marie, will be here, and she's gonna do some speaking, and may even get a couple little quick session, or a 10-minute session. You never know. She's pretty open to that stuff.
That's really amazing because I heard about painting to use. That's going to be fun. And Don and I are blessed because we're able to visit with entrepreneurs and have an entrepreneur spirit and all about networking and sharing information. And that's what makes our job so easy and so good.
It's the job?
Yeah. I know. I just to you guys. I'm like, I'm going to get a job.
Yeah. I'm still joking about that during the break. She's like, this is way too fun. You guys, she says, you guys don't have a job.
Yeah.
That's why I use the job.
Yeah.
It's really a J-A-W-B. We just really get our jaws into it.
It's a J-O-Y.
Yeah.
Is really what J-O-Y. It is. I mean, we have fun. And Robert commented the same thing last week. He's like, I didn't know this was going to be this much fun.
Think of all the people you get to touch and all the people that you get to you really put out there and let them know what's going on. And you're not alone being an entrepreneur. Yeah. You know, it has great rewards, but, you know, let's not lie. It's not easy in the beginning.
No.
And we don't, and we change directions. I've changed so many directions. And I used to be a shoe designer. Mm. How crazy is that? And what's so ironic, it was in the same building, but it was at the end. My name is there from Bonita Shoes. Like, entrepreneurship.
The thing is, that's part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the journey. You got to walk the journey to find that out. And you know, Liz, I just want to applaud you because you're lending a hand. You're lending a hand to those people who are sitting at home with a dream saying, I want to be a Reiki hairdryer. And believe me, most people close to that person, what do you think they're saying? A Reiki what? Like,
and she's there is none in the world. She's the only one.
And so the people around her, I don't know this person at all, but I imagine if she's anything like me and others, what I see and what I hear is, people are like, oh, what? You're crazy. Go work at so-and-so.
Yeah.
And we all need that helping hand. We all need to turn around, grab the hand of somebody who's been where we've been and pull them up. So I just can't thank you enough for what you're doing.
Thank you. You know, I wanted to just add really quick. I have six children and I'm a single mom. And they watched me do this. And I actually have a son right now who's going to School of Eller. Yay, Caden Fraser. And he's an entrepreneur. He just got a $10,000 scholarship applying for being an entrepreneur. And he's watched me and seen the ups and downs. And it's really funny because it's kind of the joke. And they're like, well, so what business are you going to do now, Mom? You know, or you know, and so I closed my store. And they're like, now what are you going to open? You know, and I'm like, how about being a purse designer? They're like, oh, my God, Mom, you're crazy. But at the same time, they're like, so proud of me that I never give up. And some make a lot of money and some don't make any money. But those are my learning experiences. So don't die with
me. Yeah, absolutely. The thing that we love doing the show is that we get people from all walks of life and we get on here. Dr. Weber's our guest and a few weeks on the PTSD. Because we're all about sharing information and getting information to people that what they need, what they want.
Right. Right, absolutely.
Because with speakerspathway.com, we never change someone's way of thinking to our way of thinking.
Right.
We ask them, what is it that you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
What's your passion in life? And that way, we do the training. And that's what networking's about. And that's what you're doing here. You're helping people that's coming in specific needs. Get my tongue going. And most importantly, is what is their needs, and you're there to meet their needs.
Well, and you know, that's funny you're talking about a doctor. I actually have a doctor who comes to me, and he's a pain management anesthesiologist, and he's feeling lost. You know, I don't feel like I'm helping people right now. He's going into stem cell now. So he's kind of an entrepreneur, but not, right? And so and like you said, you have to find what is their love, what is their need, what they want to do. He wasn't feeling whole anymore. But when he started going to med school, he did, but he changed. Even though you have a profession, even if you're not a true entrepreneur, you could still work with that and help empower those people with their gifts.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We need all kinds, right? We don't just need hamburger.
So I gotta say just one thing, Liz. So when this studio takes off and it is so it's so big and successful that other people are able to really, really drive it, you're gonna be an entrepreneur coach. You're gonna help other people
make
their dreams. You're already doing it. I hate to say it. If you don't see it like I do.
Wait, is that another business?
It's another business.
I need to open up another LLC. What the heck? Thanks for that.
When this gets to that point, I you're already doing it, right? So that what is the best business? It's the one you're already doing, but you just haven't monetized, right? So you know, I just wanna reach out to anybody who is in the Phoenix area. Saturday, May 4th. What time does it start?
12 o'clock and going till 9 o'clock.
12 p.m., so noon till 9 in the evening. Stop by.
Yes.
Get a sense for what this place is. It's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place. You know, and I really applaud what you're doing because, you know, there are people who are religious, and then there are people who feel spiritual, but they don't really know what that means, right?
Exactly.
They don't really know what
a safe haven for them.
So it's like, you know, I can go to the library, I can go to Amazon, I can go on a Google, but if there's a place you can come,
right?
Absolutely. And get pointed. Awesome.
Be sure and give the website there, Don.
Oh, so spirituallyboldgroundingstudio.com. And what's the address again, Liz?
7755 East Redfield, Suite 600 in Scottsdale, Arizona. We're right in the airpark.
It's a very beautiful location here, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen it, and all the different, every room is different. Every room has a theme, you might say.
It does.
And it just amazed me because I walked in, I saw the different rooms, and you told the story. I'm going like, wow. I mean, this eye-opening experience, and this is going to reach and touch and be a blessing to a lot of people.
Thank you. And you both need to get a chakra plate sessions. You just lay on those, and you'll be like, wow, this feels very energetic.
Yeah, because Don tries to get me to do chakra therapy, but
it's a little bit different, but you know, it could be twisted on it.
So I want to say that when we come back, we've got a very special guest. We've got an elite Reiki master who's going to be joining us, someone who does work here at the studio and who we're blessed to have as a member of Speakers Pathway Coalition. So I just can't wait to bring on Angel after this break.
And Liz, thank you so much again for allowing us to use your studio and most importantly, being a wonderful guest on our radio show. We appreciate
Thank you. You guys are great. I love it. And success to both of you. And, you know, if you ever need a little entrepreneur advice, you know, call me.
Okay. I'm coming, right?
If you get that Starbucks, it makes everybody run good. You can call me.
I already told you. You don't
have it. I certainly don't have any. Don't look at me.
Oh, you boys. You boys.
Thank you so much.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Here are some tips from the popular UK internet site BuzzFeed to help make your life a little more fun. Next time you catch a cold, try adding a touch of magic by holding a handful of glitter in front of your mouth just before you sneeze. By the way, here's a word coined by a Canadian disc jockey for that feeling you get just before you sneeze. Anticipation. Hey, slang is just language with its sleeves rolled up. The actual medical term for sneezing is sternutation. Here's a suggestion from one techspert for making a cell phone last longer. You can double the battery life of your cell phone by simply putting the darn thing down. Well, that's plain old rumble gumption, which is another word for common sense.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Now, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, and Don and I, we've been very, very blessed. We normally only have one guest on the show, but today we have two guests on the show. We just got done visiting with Liz, the owner of Spiritually, let me have the card there right quick. Spiritually what?
Spiritually Bold.
Spiritually Bold. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting that. And what an amazing studio she has here. I mean, I'm serious about that. It just kind of like blew me away, all the different, each room has a theme and all that, and you've been a big part of that. And Angel has been a big part in both of our lives with the speakerspathway.com, and you've coached her a lot. And would you be so kind as to introduce Angel?
It's my absolute honor and pleasure to introduce Angel. I've had the honor and the pleasure. In fact, I think we met a little over a year ago, and we met at an event, and I was like, well, who is this Angel person? You know, she's got this really awesome look, this really awesome brand. She does really awesome things. Everyone at the event I was with knew her. It was like, Angel, Angel, Angel. I was like, I got to get to know this Angel. So we crossed paths a few times, and she came into our lives in Speaker's Pathway because we really felt that we could help her, and she took a chance on us. And she has helped so many people. She has helped so many people. She's one of these people that blesses everyone that she comes in their lives. And so Angel is a person of action. One thing that is probably the overwhelming characteristic when I think of Angel is Angel takes action. Why she gets stuff done. So I'm so, so excited to have on our show Angel Monicelli. Thank you so very much for being here.
Thank you. I am so thrilled. I mean, honored to be with you. And yes, both of you and how you have coached me and helped me with the business is amazing. I love Speakers Pathway Coalition, not only because of the connection and the heartfelt. I mean, Jim, the heartfelt for you starting it and also for you, Dawn, to start this. But it comes from the heart. You really do. Can I tell the story of how?
Yeah, tell stories.
Dawn called me and said, we're starting a Speakers Pathway Coalition, and we'd like you to come on board. And I was like, you know, I've done these coaching things. Listeners, you've had coaches before that did not deliver. I know this. And but what happened was, is he asked me, what do you want? And I said, I want that, la, 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 la. Take action. I know what I want. La, 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 la. And you know what? He got all of those within 2 hours. I was on the phone with Preston, and he got all of those together. And I said, you got it. I'm hooked. And ever since then, every time I ask for something, it's not like crickets, like usual. It is amazing. The directors, the executive directors that you have, that you have picked, that you have carved out, is amazing because they're experts in their field. Just like you are, Jim, just like you are, Dawn. They're experts. And it's the energy. It's the heartfelt. They really, truly, it's not like, go do this. They actually show you.
And you know, I got to say, one of the reasons that we're having you as the first member on our show is that you take action. You are on the coaching calls. You are doing the trainings. You are getting stuff done. You're getting results. And you know, this is something that we've been from the start. Like, let's help people and provide opportunity. So we feel blessed to be able to have you on the show and to have the show and to create a platform for people.
Just honored. Yes. And you know, when I first started, I had so many things going on because I was all by myself. And I mean, so many things going on and all these different projects. And now, with these months later, I'm really honed and being the Reiki practitioner and also being on stage, being the coach. But it's really been helpful to hone. And Don, Jim, Bill, to Koji, to Preston, GD, Tamara, to Sony, oh my gosh, Koji, yay! I always like saying his name, it's so much fun. All of them have helped so much, and they always call back. It's not crickets.
Well, thank you so much. I think the one thing that Don and I did, and we didn't do it by plan, it just happened, and that's the fact that we started reaching out to people that felt had the same we did. And there were several people that, we didn't even consider, even though they had talent, but their focus was more on, what they can get out of something, as in money. And it's really sad when someone has that attitude because they miss the picture. It's all about serving others. And it's kind of like the proverb of, if you're the generous person, by watering others, will be watered themselves. And there's a prerequisite in that. We discussed that with Robert Jones. And, of course, that's Robert's philosophy. And he's worked with other speakers, and he's offered us an opportunity to work with his network of thousands of people. And he's entertaining the idea of maybe branching out to Colorado Springs. Let's do some things up there with your back in the backwoods, or back door, I should say, Speakers Pathway Coalition. We come down here, his folks. It's a win-win-win situation. And that's the beauty of it, when you have your heart into something and you're so focused on being a blessing to others, you don't have to worry about, anything else. A lot of people worry about, they just want to butter their own bread. They really do.
So, Angel, you said something I think is important for people who are out there listening right now. The show is many people who are listening to it now or are going to listen to it in the future are going to be entrepreneurs. And dollars to donuts, we all been there, folks. If you haven't been and you're an entrepreneur, you lie, all right, where you've got too many things going on, where you're chasing this opportunity, you're chasing that opportunity, and you're kind of getting burnt out, and you're not really getting progress on things. So I'd love to hear your perspective. What would some of your advice be to someone who's out there feeling just like that? Like they're in solitary confinement in their office, running on a treadmill 24 hours a day and not getting anywhere. What would some advice that you would give right from your heart?
Right from my heart, I would tell you that get up a little bit earlier, start your day with some energy, meaning laughter, smile, really raise your energy, understand about energy, vibration, and frequency and what you really are. Don't look at your job and that 9 to 5 that you start to feel, and it starts to down you. Get excited that this is giving you the means to start your own business and start creating, getting up early, yes, going outside, maybe even walking to help to clear it. What do I want to do? Where do I want to go? What am I guess? What am I an expert at? What do I love to do that just doesn't take any time? So that's one of the first ones. But when you get home also, don't be like, I'm so tired. I'm just going to relax. I'm just going to watch TV. No. Like Don says, take action. And the action is go ahead and write. What happened to you today? What was good? What was challenging? And what do you really want to not do, because you can stay in your head forever, stay in your heart. What felt good for you? And what is it? Don't think, I can't make money out of it. Right? We don't want to go there. Don't go there. Just keep every day putting it out, and keep writing and connect to those coaches. I have a coach, and I am a coach. I know every coach has a coach. It's just this other insight. So that would be my recommendation, is get up early and really connect. But throughout the day, go ahead and find what it is feels to you.
I love the way you put that, because I was sitting there listening to you. And everything you're saying, and those that's watching us live, they can tell that we don't script anything.
There's not a note in front of me.
Yeah.
Except for maybe a note that Angel and I are passing over here.
From the heart. Because I just want to ask you a question. In your opinion, what do you think holds people back from living their dream?
What holds them back?
Yeah.
They feel alone a lot of times. They feel like they're not good enough. It's really self-esteem. Yeah. The energy they create is on... I don't like negative and positive, because I don't believe there's a negative or a positive. It's just not the energy you need right this moment. However, that's what I think it is. More than anything from all the coaching is they're just not connecting, and they get fearful. It's stop.
Yeah.
And then they also think they have to come up with some unique, crazy thing And it's just like Liz said earlier, here's the 100 burger shops. Yeah. You know, you're unique because you're unique, Jim. That's just the way it is. Yeah. So start your own, and it doesn't have to be, you don't have to recreate the wheel all the time. Mm-hmm. People are drawn to me because they're drawn to me. There's other Reiki masters that are going to be drawn to them. There's other speakers.
Absolutely. And I like the way you put that, because I wanted to ask you that question because I kind of felt and knew you were going to come with that type of an answer. And a lot of people need to hear that, because a lot of people want to make it hard. And a lot of people feel like they, you know, they gotta, they're by themselves. When I started my company, a manufacturing business, I refer to it, and I tell people, I started with the big three, me, myself, and that's because I didn't have any network of people out there that I can help people's other brands that I could and get wisdom and knowledge from, or ideas. And when Don and I are sitting around with a common problem or something that we know needs to be addressed, I can say so far 100% of the time, we may be sitting there scratching our heads, going, oh my gosh, how think about this. I don't really know how to help. But before the night is over, within the next couple hours, we got the answer.
And then we take action.
Yes.
And we take action.
Yeah. And for me, I was alone for 3 years doing all of this by myself with so many projects. And what happened was when Don called and he delivered continuously, now I have all the executive directors. And that I reach out to, and they act back, and it helps to just run through things. That's the beauty, and it comes from the heart. And then they see. I had a coach earlier that he wanted to change everything, and he said, "Don't do this, don't do this." And I actually listened to him. Mm-hmm. So that's why my book doesn't say anything about energy. But you, as Speakers Pathway Coalition, they hear you. And they step into your uniqueness, and we're going to help you with your message. Wow.
That's what we're about. And because most importantly, you know, well, ladies and gentlemen, getting ready for a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Man cannot live by bread alone. He must have his peanut butter. Peanut butter is a pate of childhood, and it's not just for kids, as dogs love it too. Last night I gave my dog a pill hidden in peanut butter. What's a word for a messy concoction that helps the medicine go down? Slibber sauce. Mice apparently prefer peanut butter to cheese when it comes to luring them into the trap. But there are even more practical uses for peanut butter. Peanut butter contains natural oils, which makes it perfect for removing all kinds of sticky things, like gum stuck in your shoe or in your hair. What's a word for the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth? Arachnophobia. And according to Barry Goldwater, if you don't mind smelling like peanut butter for 2 or 3 days, peanut butter is a darn good shaving cream.
It's marching down.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us back at the show here. We've had a wonderful day. It's been much, much better than I anticipated. We've had two lovely ladies that are live wires. They have shared a lot of information. And I'm so glad, as you already know, we don't script anything. And I'm so glad we did, because we probably, I would have probably goofed it up. Let me rephrase that.
So one thing we were talking about offline, I mean, Angel shared some really, really valuable information about starting your day centered. Don't start off like all frazzled, right? Because if you start your day frazzled, you're going to end your day
frazzled,
right? So that was really wonderful. The other thing that when Angel kind of came into our lives, we started working with her, she had a million things going on, and she was really spreading herself to spin, but we did this exercise, Angel, and I'd love you to share about that and kind of, because I think other people could probably benefit from that. And I'd love to hear from you, like what that was like for you and what that meant.
It was a coaching. Thank you. It was a coaching with Don. And what happened was, is he gave me and he asked me, I want you to list everything you're working on. And it was a lot. It was like two pages, if I remember, of everything that I was working on with a webinar. I mean, everything. And I listed all of that, which, first of all, was really helpful. Then he came back and he said, now I want you to put it into projects or put it into a task, which I didn't understand the difference.
Yeah, and basically a task is something you can sit down at one sitting and do. And I learned this when I was a director in Fortune 500 companies that, you know, have you ever had something on your to-do list and you look at it day after day after day and you don't know what to do? You like it just sits there and you don't know why. 9 times out of 10 is because it's a project. It's a collection of tasks and you can't do it in one sitting. So what do? You procrastinate. So it's a real big benefit if you can make this list and say,
hey, projects.
Tasks. Okay, if it's a project, what's the first thing? That's all you got to worry about. And I think that really changed things for you.
It totally changed it for me because I was able to look at it and see that it was a project. But then what we did too is we categorized them. Do we want to finish it in a month? Do we want to finish it? And we did some time on it, which was really helpful because some of it was like, oh, we're not going to worry. And yet the stress, the energy, the vibration in me was like,
and keep writing it down.
And he said, how do people fail or how do they not do it? That was part of it because he kept going, I'm not getting it done. But I was being tasked done, but I wasn't prioritizing them. And after that, I still have the list on my wall. I really do. And I look at it, but yet I have another list. And that list is projects, but they're tasks and they're all detailed and they know what to do and how to do them. And now it's so much.
That's really amazing. I like you guys sharing that because that's truly an amazing thing whenever you're able to look at things. And I think like Bill Heinrich, he's one of our top-notch coaches. And I think I'm going to put it in layman terms. Bill was saying, you know, do the best you can. And then at the end of the day, give thanks for what you got done and don't worry about what you hadn't got done because it just didn't get done. Either someone else will do it or it's not that important or you do it tomorrow. And that's a good way of looking at it because so many times we, you know, get ourselves so geared up and it's amazing how we just, you know, put so much unnecessary pressure on ourselves. And that's why, you know, being associated with people like in, you know, network together with Robert W. Jones's group that we're working with and the speakerspathway.com, all of the networking there and the help and advice and say, it's okay, take a deep breath and relax. You know, you're doing good. Sometimes we need, all of us need that assurance that, hey, so what? You didn't run the mile in, you know, 4 minutes, but you completed it in 10. But a lot of people couldn't complete it in 10 hours or 10 days or 10 years. So we got to give thanks for what we can do. And it's time now, Dandy Don, for us to offer our Friday freebie. What do you have on the menu for the day, sir?
Well, at least I didn't get thrown off track this week. The past 2 weeks, I came in with one thing and ended up having to change course because it just made sense. So for the Friday freebie this week, what we're giving away is I've got a free course for you. It's called How to Grow Your Brand and Your Business Through Speaking. And it's a four-part video course where we tell you, we educate you about the speaking business. And, you know, everyone seems to think that speaking is about getting on a physical stage. You've all seen Tony Robbins. You've seen other people getting, hey, I want to be like Les Brown. Or maybe you don't want to be like Les Brown. Part of the point of this training is to educate you that there's all kinds of stages. And there's all kinds of ways to monetize your speaking. And they could be very important to your business. So this training course is about how to use speaking to grow your brand and monetize your business. And so all you got to do is go to speakerspathway.com, right on our landing page. There it is. You can see a little video. It tells you a little bit more about it. Name, email, you get the course. It's going to be super, super valuable. All you got to do is go to speakerspathway.com.
And, you know, I've already taken that, and it's one thing that I look at, and it has helped so much.
Awesome.
So thank you.
Awesome. So take Angel's advice. Go to speakerspathway.com and get it. And you'll also see right on the front page of speakerspathway.com is a big old button for Friday freebies. It'll send you to a page with all the previous Friday freebies.
That's exactly right, Don, because all the Friday freebies is not just what we offer here on the radio show from Speakers Pathway Coalition, but every single guest has also offered a Friday freebie, and the information is there for you to be able to take advantage of that. So just go to speakerspathway.com, and on the left side, you'll see the show, Your Future Is Now, with my photograph there, and you'll see Friday freebies underneath it. Just click on that, and you're in like Flynn. I tell you, having Friday freebies, that's a wonderful opportunity, isn't it?
It totally is. And can I give mine right now?
Well, sure.
Oh, yes.
What are we going to get, Don?
What you're going to get is Inspired and Balanced ebook. And what it does is it helps you with six different secrets that give you how to have more inspiration and to be balanced. Remember, we're always talking about energy. And the energy that you put out is the energy that you get back. Remember, what you think about, you bring about. So having more inspiration, not just motivation. Motivation is, I've got to do my laundry because I'm out of laundry. No, the inspiration is, like I told Dawn earlier, I get to be on stage. I get to serve. I get to celebrate people. So this will help you to be more inspired and balanced.
So where do they got to get this? What do people do? What's the action they have to take?
You do have to take action. AngelMarieShines.com. Just go there and you'll see the free ebook. AngelMarieShines.com.
That's really amazing, because when we were at the Pathway for Vets, you gave us your book, Shine On, and autographed it for me. And, that's just very, very special to us. And great information, because when you named the book Shine On, you named your dog, wherever Shine On is, underneath the table. I tell you, it's just Shine On is what you're about. That's who you are. It just reverberates all the way through. And for us to be associated with you and Robert Jones and, you know, the people in that network, networktogether.net, my goodness, that's what makes our life and our was worthwhile. And I just want to give a shout out to our producer Ben there in Studio One back in Tyler, Texas. He's had a little bit of a challenge trying to adjust everything, because we've got two mics here close together. They're very sensitive. I've been getting feedback in my earpieces here, my earphones, and he's just done a wonderful job. So ladies and gentlemen, we realize the audio is not normally as great as it normally is. But we compensated for that today with the information from the guests. Would you agree, Don?
I totally agree. And, you know, Liz gave some great information for entrepreneurs. She shared with you about her journey. Angel shared with you her journey. And please take Angel up on her offer. You know, I know I've met a lot of people. I've met a lot of people that work in a lot of spaces. Angel has incredible, incredible information. She's been doing this for so long and has really made this her life's purpose. So please take her up on that offer, go to her website, get her ebook, and then after you've done that, go to speakerspathway.com and get our speaking course.
And if you're ready to go, really, if you're ready to really move your business, contact and get into this membership. And if you're in the local here in Phoenix, go ahead and look into Network Together. I have two memberships, and it's Speakers Pathway Coalition and Network Together. It's the two memberships that I have.
Wow, I feel like we're in pretty great territory there, Jim.
We certainly are. And before we go, we've only got a couple of minutes. I just want to remind everyone out there that's heard the show today, or either by podcast or on iTunes a little bit later. We got about 2 minutes left. The ladies that we had on today, Liz and Angel, I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there, men and women alike, that can really connect with their message, their energy, their personality. And we're live streaming this, and the way they sound on the mic is the way they are in person. I mean, that's the kind of people you want to associate yourself with. There's a lot of pretenders out there, and me being a Vietnam veteran, I can honestly tell you I've got zero respect for pretenders, and you will never have or hear a pretender on our radio show. That's a promise from me and Dandy Don. Am I right on that, sir?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love all the guests that we've had on. So who's up next, Jim? Who's up next week?
Colonel Mark Green with his network. That's an online veteran summit network. And Don, you and I and several of the members of the speakerspathway.com, we're going to be guests on his summit in July.
And I couldn't be more thrilled. Jim and I have soft spots for folks in the military, veterans, and I'm so thrilled. I'm honored to be a part of that group, and I'm so excited to have Mark on the show. That's going to be just, we're going to have fun, and he's going to share some great heart with us.
Absolutely. We got about 30 seconds left. I know we'll forget the first time I had a conversation with Mark. Us being military guys, we spent an hour and 15 minutes talking about military stuff and didn't take care of business. We had to do that later. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the road. Don and I are. We're in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona, and Spiritually Bold Studio. And we're so thankful that you joined us today. Again, we apologize for our audio not being up to par, but the content was out of this world. Thank you so much. We'll see you next Friday at 11 o'clock.